Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
How awesome is that?
Man, that new intro is pretty good, man. I thought I was at a WWE event. Are you ready? That sounds like D-Generation X.
That's what happens when...
I was fired up about that.
Yeah, man, that's what happens when people care about your show. The production crew is always willing to do cool stuff like that.
We got to come up with a name for our producer. We still... That could be a listener-driven, like... help out with us there to come up with a name for our producer. He kind of sits back here in the back and he gives us the thumbs up, thumbs down. He cringes every time Jason does a football prediction, and you know, so we got to come up with a name for him. Let's think about that.
My football predictions are typically spot on. I don't really understand how
spot on
how we've gotten away from that.
It's cool. Spot on. There you go.
All right. So this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. I'm Jason Bishop. That other guy is Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. I'm on Facebook Live. Kip is on Facebook Live. We are actually very pretty to look at. We'll take your calls via the Pristine Water landline. We might figure out a sound of the week, the Greenscapes Landscape and Design sound of the week, at some point in the show. Going into the show, we don't have one because there just wasn't any good sound for the week. It's just one of those weird weeks where nothing happened at all.
Yeah, it's been a tough sports week. I mean, NBA All-Star. Oh, is it All-Star weekend?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and I'm going to give a prediction to that one. I will take Team LeBron over Team Stephen, 38-10.
Okay. 38-10, NBA basketball All-Star game. I probably won't be tuning in to that game. Most of America probably won't either. The NBA All-Star game.
Probably.
Not the East and the West. Team LeBron and Team Steph. Are you? Nah, that's pitiful.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for, with a full bar, American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You are sure to find something for everyone. If you lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon, Nat's Landing. They got some good sweet potato fries at Nat's Landing. I've kind of went on a diet here lately because my blood pressure was creeping up a little bit, but I've got that in check, so I had to stop eating the sweet potato fries. But, you know, they're good at Nat's.
They're also going to be serving good food at the new Glen Academy Field that was opened last night. Don and Kristen, Adam Wainwright, flew up from spring training in Florida to make the appearance last night to throw out the first pitch at the new ballpark. The Glen Academy Red Terriers come out victorious over the Brantley County Herons in the opening game in that field. A lot of Glen Academy alumni that were former baseball players there on hand. I don't think that baseball stadium will ever see as many people as it saw last night. There was not a seat to be had at the place.
It's a nice complex, though. It is a nice field. My daughter teaches at Glen Middle School, and I go up there from time to time to visit and see her. And if you just stand out in that parking lot and look at that facility, it is amazing. And the Glenn Academy alumni and fan base should be really, really proud. And Adam Wainwright, what a guy. I got a colleague of mine that I work with, you know, in the professional life, and he's a big Cardinals fan out in Missouri, man, and they just rave about what kind of quality person Adam Wainwright is in the St. Louis area. And I said, well, he's a good man. He's done a lot for the local community here in Brunswick, but, you know, the same theme everywhere. He's just a quality, giving man, and he's proud to have him as part of our community.
He has done a lot for the community, that stadium, of course, last night, the sports complex in general. He's worked very well with Steve Waters in getting some things done here in Glenn County. You know, think about this, man. Steve Waters has been, whether, you know, whatever your opinion of Steve Waters is, whatever.
I like him.
I do, too. Yeah. 7 years, new baseball field for Brunswick High, new softball field for Brunswick High, new baseball field for Glenn Academy, renovations to the stadium. Practice field for Glenn Academy, an indoor practice facility for Glenn Academy, brand new high school. He was involved in that at Brunswick High, and the new facilities that came with that, that Brunswick Square Gardens basketball gym. All of these things have happened under the watch of Steve Waters.
And currently at Brunswick High, if you haven't been there lately, they are reconstructing the football field house, and it's going to be really, really nice. So construction's begun on that, and it should be ready probably not for this season, but the following season, and it's going to be really, really nice. So a lot of money and a lot of focus on Glenn County athletics, new girls softball field at Brunswick High, new girls softball field right behind Adam Wainwright Field in that complex over there. So a lot of stuff, a lot of money has been put into athletics around here, and you're right, it's happened under Steve Waters' watch, and he's done a fantastic job.
Okay, I only have one complaint.
What's that?
That press box at Glenn County Stadium is 5 miles high.
Well, there's master plans there. We have to bring Waters on the show one Saturday and talk about the whole blueprint of what's upcoming for Glenn County Stadium, because there's a lot of plans in place to renovate and upgrade some things there.
I'm going to go ahead and start lobbying for an elevator from the ground to the press box.
Well, see, I'm not going to lobby for an elevator because I stepped on the scales this morning, and I need to walk those stairs until I get in a little bit better shape. So I'm not lobbying for an elevator yet.
My life, I have an elevator at the house.
Oh, I know you do. Big time.
And my life is so much easier.
Can't hide money.
Whatever.
Can't hide money.
Not true.
Yeah.
I'm as broke as they come.
Okay. Five-story elevator in his house, folks. I've been on it. Can't hide money. Just can't do it?
It just makes life simpler. And so I'm going to lobby Steve Waters about the elevator from the ground to the press box. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. What we need to do is take some of that money that five-story house, 100-foot-high elevators. We need to take some of that money, and we need to send you to, like, a football-predicting seminar. That's what we need to invest some of that money in.
I would end up teaching the class.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
We got some of the new beds. Those are actually old beds from the old, well, you were here when those beds were playing, but then we got Big Time and we got voiceovers. And so I actually lobbied management to put back some of those old beds, especially the Super Mario Brothers one, because that's awesome.
But you know that. That's about the same time Double Vision came out for Foreigner.
Which
but you
means,
never heard that song.
Which means I was like eight.
What year were you born?
After you.
Okay. And you don't know, you've never heard Double Vision.
I know who Foreigner is, but I know I've never heard the song. I don't know the song Double Vision.
Well, see, we're going to take some of that money also.
Oh, Lord.
And invest on getting you up to date with classic music.
This is the Jason Bishop Show. Unfortunately, it's with Kip Branch as well on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017, the Pristine Water landline. That's the number to it. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, New Era Pools and Spas, and Brogan's.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's. All the locals will tell you. Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island. And the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere, but that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound. The island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's Island. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com. Brogan's got some good blackened chicken sandwich at Brogan's, man. It's next level, too, by the way.
This show's next level.
It is.
Okay, the Olympics are next level, too. They're going on, and I'm going to level with you. I'm going to tell you the truth, because that's what I do 100% of the time, is I tell you the truth.
Yeah, we know.
I, unfortunately, have not been able to watch one single solitary minute of the Olympics. I haven't seen anything, not one thing. The reason why is because my fiancé has decided that she wants to watch Vampire Diaries on Netflix 24/7, and it's stupid. It is the worst show in the history of worst shows. So I can't even do an Olympics segment because I don't know anything about it.
I understand. I've watched a tiny bit of it, but...
Vampire Diaries?
I've watched a tiny bit of the Olympics.
Oh.
No, I don't watch Vampire Diaries, but I do watch... I do watch The Ranch religiously on Netflix. We're addicted to it. I just watch it every day.
I don't know what The Ranch is.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's awesome.
Why are our tastes so different?
That's because I'm trying to enlighten you.
I don't think the word enlighten is...
You got to be willing to absorb this knowledge that I'm trying to give you every Saturday.
That seems dangerous to me.
My producer's over here nodding his head. He's agreeing with me. So, we got some things we got to work on.
Yeah, you do. You're absolutely right. What I can do is I can Google the metal count.
Sean White was ripping it up, dude. I did watch that.
And I can tell you what the metal count is. 21 medals for Norway. They've got 7 gold. 16 medals for Germany. They've got 9 gold. 15 medals for Canada. They've got 5 gold. 13 medals for the Netherlands. 6 gold. 9 for the United States. And 5 gold. Bam. Olympic segment done.
There you go.
Except we've got a lot more time to cover on it.
We do have a lot more time to cover on it. I've watched a little bit of the figure skating. Don't question me over that, but I do like to watch Olympic figure skating. I do. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person, but I just like to watch figure skating. So I've enjoyed that a little bit. I hadn't got into the hockey as much in these Olympics. Probably watch a little more hockey when we get into the medal rounds, because I really want to see that U.S. Women's Canada rematch that's going to be coming up. They had a little bit of chippiness going on in a match the other day where Canada beat them in the preliminaries, but they're expected to meet again for the gold medal, and I expect that to be a fantastic game, and I will be watching that.
Of course, I have mentioned that we're on Facebook Live, and so now there's a guessing game going on what year I was born in. And I will tell you this, the year 1978 is not accurate. That's not accurate.
1978, that was a good year. That's the year Greece came out. 40-year anniversary of Greece this year. Yeah.
I've seen Greece.
That's an awesome classic movie. That's about the time Double Vision came out for Foreigner in that window. You should have heard that. So I can't tell you how disappointed I am that you've never heard that song.
I don't think it's the first time that you've been disappointed in the studio.
I'm disappointed every football Saturday when we do predictions. And then when Sunday morning hits, I come back and I say, is he really that bad?
The ratings for the Olympics,
yeah,
we are in the majority as far as not watching them. It's a change, man. The landscape of things have changed. People would rather sit down.
They're not live anywhere. Most of them's tape delay because of the time differential. So people already get the results before they get home from work to watch on the TV. So that's a big reason ratings are down too.
Man, I disagree with you because here's the thing. Like, I'm a big tennis guy, right?
Right.
And so this last Australian Open, Roger Federer won his championship at like 3 in the morning our time. And when I got up, I knew that he had won the Australian Open, and I didn't care. I still turned it on, and I sat there and watched the whole match. I just think it's the Olympics.
I like the Summer Olympics better than the Winter Olympics.
Me too. Well, we win more medals.
Yeah, we dominate. I mean, but, you know, they'll make a comeback in the medal count.
Fourth place is where we are, fifth place.
What place is Russia in? They're not there. Excuse me. By the way, I was joking a little bit.
Yeah, Russia's not there. I was actually looking for them. So, yeah, we're in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where the United States is in fifth place.
We're going to surpass Canada, though.
We got, like, we still have 6 medals to be able to catch them.
We'll catch Canada. We should.
What events are left? Do we know that?
A lot. They're just really getting going.
I thought they've been going all month. No?
It started a week ago.
Oh, see?
Olympics are like 2.5 weeks, I think. Again, I don't know. I have to look that up. It's probably getting close to about halfway through.
I would rather watch the Olympics than Vampire Diaries. I can tell you that.
I've never watched Vampire Diaries, but I probably won't watch it either.
It's the worst show in the history of bad shows.
You need to watch The Ranch on Netflix.
What's The Ranch about?
It's about a ranch. Sam Elliott? You know who Sam Elliott is?
That's the guy from Jurassic Park.
Oh, my gosh. You ever watch the movie Roadhouse?
Yeah, I've seen Roadhouse.
Okay,
you know, is that not the guy from Jurassic Park, Sam Elliott?
I don't remember.
The professor, the main character on Jurassic Park, the guy that's in the park with the kids, that's not Sam Elliott?
I don't think so.
What's his name? I'm going to Google that.
But Sam Elliott was, you remember Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, his mentor there?
Yeah.
That's Sam Elliott.
I don't think that's the same guy.
Okay. So he's the star of it. He's a rancher out in Colorado. And Ashton Kutcher is one of his sons, a washed-up football player, and it's just funny. You got to watch it.
Sam Neill is the guy in Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Not Sam Elliott, Kip. Get it right.
It's a slow sports day where my man's over here Googling Jurassic Park.
One of the top five movies ever made.
That could be a segment, you know, when
we've got our producer laughing at us.
Things get a little lean. We can have our top five movies of all time.
Wasn't there a top five we were supposed to do? Commercials from the Super Bowl? That's late. Let's not do that.
Nah, let's don't do that. We can do a top five movie segment.
I'm pretty sure my top five movies, because I'm a movie guy.
I like some movies, too. I mean, I like...
We might do that.
Yeah.
What, let's see, our segments are...
Now, top five movie
GHSA
segments.
Basketball Tournament.
Which, by the way...
Is next segment.
Okay.
MCA. And we might replace that one.
That's a dumpster fire. If you want to just revisit dumpster fires, we can talk McIntosh County process. For hiring a new football coach.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the hardwood, the Brunswick High boys basketball team won another region championship this past week and will head into the state tourney as the number one seed. Also, some awards handed out. Pirates coach Chris Turner is named Region Coach of the Year. BHS standout Marcus Smart wins Region Player of the Year. Brunswick's Tariq Gray, Daquan Humphreys, as well as Glen Academy Cyril Knowles and Santana Young, all named to the All-Region team. Some football news from Frederica: Santana Clark commits to Jacksonville University. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
My goodness.
Jurassic Park is one of the top movies, top five all time, and you've never seen it.
It's not on my top five.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, you've never listened to Double Vision by Foreigner. That's ridiculous.
I've never been exposed to. I don't even know. I didn't know the song existed. There's a difference. You know Jurassic Park is there.
If your dad's listening to this show and he heard you say that on the air that you don't know who Double Vision is by Foreigner, you've never listened to that song, he might write you out of his will.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Brent. We totally got sidetracked with Jurassic Park talk in a sports show and didn't even do the Week in Review last segment, which is scheduled on the board that says Week in Review.
And producer, man, he was shaking his head when we were talking Jurassic Park. Sam Neill, we were looking up Sam Neill.
So this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, who's on a roll today. As always, if you miss any of this show, thesouthernsportsedition.com. It'll stream 24/7 there. We're both on Facebook Live, me and Kip. This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and Big City Cleaners.
Big City Cleaners and Corks Cleaners have joined forces to make all of your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in and out and back to what you do best. And free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Corks Cleaners, 6201 Altam Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Are you taking us to Week in Review? Or?
Let's go to the Week in Review, since we missed it talking about Jurassic Park in the last segment.
And here we go. These have been the best Olympics that I have not watched 1 minute of. Will the Braves stop with the BS and put Ronald Acuna on the opening day roster? As big of a mess as things have been, they owe it to the fans.
Exactly.
The most powerful executive in the NBA, LeBron James. Tiger Woods back surgeons, worth every penny. AJ McCarron wins grievance and will become a free agent. Does anyone care? Johnny Manziel is joining a developmental league. Yes, Johnny, we all know you have to get ready for the XFL. The Marlins have canceled their mid-game sea creature race for the season. So now why are the fans supposed to come to your games? And these are my thoughts.
The Florida Marlins are just a nightmare.
They aren't the Florida Marlins, they're the Miami Marlins.
Excuse me, the Miami Marlins. That's how much I care about them. That's a nightmare. They have unloaded everybody that's worth anything, and they basically said, we want to finish in last place for the next 5-10 years. Does that about sum it up?
The old owner was bad. The new ownership is proving to be worse, because at least the old owner was willing to write checks to guys to keep the team competitive somewhat and try to establish a fan base. And apparently the new ownership does not want to do that, and they're doing things like cutting out the sea creature race, which, to be honest with you, if your team stinks and you're not going to have a sea creature race, why are you asking people to come to your ballpark?
That's because they are going to replace the sea creature race with a jumbotron showing of Jurassic Park on opening day.
That would put butts in the seats, because Jurassic Park is one of the top five all-time movies.
And they'll have Sam Neill throw out the first pitch.
And it's Sam Neill, not that other guy that you said earlier.
Gotcha.
Who was the other guy?
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, it's not Sam Elliott that's in Jurassic
Park. You said
Park.
That. I didn't say that.
I'm just saying it's Sam Neill.
Okay.
There's a basketball tournament going on in the state, high school basketball tournament. The boys and the girls, the Glenn girls, the Brunswick girls, and the Brunswick boys are all participating.
And the Glenn girls and the Brunswick girls got eliminated in the first round last night, so they're getting ready for baseball season. Baseballs have been broken out at... For the girls, it's softball season, excuse me. Softball season's in the fall. It's soccer season now. So spring sports are coming up, but the Brunswick girls and the Glenn girls have got eliminated in the first round. And Brunswick kind of plays tonight against Northside Warner Robins at Brunswick Square Garden, and hope to move on past beat Northside last year. They beat us in football, so we'll just have to return the favor in basketball tonight.
Northside Warner Robins took down the Glenn girls handily, 49-29 in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. Northside Warner Robins will advance to play Lovejoy, so the Glenn girls are gone. The Brunswick girls, a little bit more of a competitive game. They went down to the number two seed, which was Coffee, 59-55. The Brunswick girls were the three seed. Coffee was the two, so Coffee advances, and Coffee will get Stevenson, who upset the number one seed, Heritage Conyers, in the first round.
Hmm.
Just so you know.
Basketball season. Brunswick has pretty much... Brunswick High Boys is the only hope right now for Glenn County to advance, and Coach Chris Turner's really got that program rolling on Alabama Avenue and one of the premier basketball programs in the state right now, Jason.
They have Northside Warner Robins, as Kip already mentioned. Brunswick's the one seed. Northside's the number one, the number four. If Brunswick wins, which they're going to be favored to win, they will have Jonesboro waiting on them in the next round. Jonesboro has already won. They beat Evans, and Jonesboro is the number two seed in the region. And then probably, now we're going to get in this guessing game, probably South Cobb was the one seed on the other side of that bracket with Brunswick High. They got upset last night by Tri-Cities. So probably the team that's going to be waiting on Brunswick in the Elite Eight, if they get there, is going to be Tukula.
And they played last year.
Yes, they did.
Right here at Brunswick High, and that was a good basketball game. Pirates are, the way this thing's setting up, I'm worried about this Daquan, his knee, if he's going to be healthy enough to contribute. If not, that's going to be a tough hurdle for the Pirates.
Instead, next segment, where we're going to do our top five movies of all time.
Okay.
Instead of doing a top five, because that's going to fill the whole segment. Right. We're a sports show, so we kind of want to talk about sports.
Okay.
So, in the break, rack your brain about the number one movie of all time.
My favorite movie
and
of
then,
all time?
Yeah, and then next segment, you'll give it. I'll tell you that you're wrong.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what the actual best movie ever made was.
You might be surprised what I say.
I have no doubt.
The Home for Oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker.
Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Back on the Bishop Media Sports Network, it's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names, Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment at 912-267-7123 or online at alantuckerattty.com. That's alantuckerattty.com. Alan Tucker, attorney at law in your corner.
All right, so before we get to our movie stuff, which I know that everyone is just sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to hear what our number one best movie of all time is made, we're going to talk some sports.
Okay.
There is a situation that has been going on over at MCA with their football program. It's well documented. So this show has two people that have their ear pretty close to the ground on things. We're not always right. There are times when we're wrong. For me, it happens less than 5 times a year. But there is a rumor coming through the rumor mill about what's going on over at MCA.
And the rumor is that there was a recommendation made to the school board to hire a football coach, and that recommendation was not approved by the school board in McIntosh County.
A coach from the Atlanta area?
Yes.
Yeah. Same guy.
I
found out the other day something that really was disappointing to me. The Terrell Toomer firing was as much a mystery to me as it was to everyone else. I did find out some additional news about that firing that I did find intriguing that I think is worth passing along and played a role in all of that. So essentially, the principal and Terrell Toomer had a conversation, and I guess Terrell Toomer asked for something, for the football program, for himself. I don't know. We will never know. But what we do know is the principal said, yeah, you know, we're not going to do that. And so I found out that later on in that day, after the principal had told Terrell Toomer no, that there was an altercation between the two of them in the hallway while classes were changing. So in front of other teachers and students, the principal and Coach Toomer got into a verbal altercation in the hallway, which led to the principal telling Coach Toomer, I'm not bringing you back. So more things just kind of trickle out of that thing. And, of course, that wasn't told to us up front, which I think is pretty pertinent news not to mention up front.
Yeah, that should have been that should have been communicated.
It wasn't. And so it just more gasoline on that fire.
And that fire needs to be put out. And it just seems like there's an endless supply of gas up there being thrown on it.
No kidding. No kidding.
That is a... I had a local football coach tell me that the McIntosh job, if the right person is hired there, is the best job on the coast. had a football coach tell me that. Said, with all the material that you've got, athletes to choose from, Class A, region, so it could be the best job on the coast if they hire the right person.
I'm not even going to ask you who said that because there's no way.
A coach
I mean,
told me
granted,
that.
It's not a terrible job. I mean, it's on the coast. It's, you know, Darien's a pretty place, man.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at actually moving to Darien before we moved to Bishop Island. So, like, we love it there. It's a very scenic place. But that job's not better than Camden, Glenn, or Brunswick. It's not better than any of those.
Well, you have to qualify what he meant when he said that. He said, talking about with all the factors involved with just the pool of athletes that comes through that particular Class A program, the right coach could put up some gaudy numbers there.
Okay, but as far as it being the best job on the coast, I don't know about that.
He might have said one of the better jobs on the coast. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's better than any job in Savannah, minus Benedictine.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
It's better than Bradwell. It's better than Richmond Hill, I think, is a pretty good job.
Better than MCA? I think the MCA, you got more potential to win because you're using the whole county.
I think MCA could, for the right coach, MCA could be a good place to build a fantastic record and a career.
The best movie ever made, according to Kemp Branch, is
Training Day.
That's a good one. That's not in my top 10, but that's a good one.
I love it.
Training Day is a good movie.
Denzel won Academy Award.
He
Ethan
did a good
Hawk
job. Yeah, Ethan Hawke, man.
Was awesome. Eva Mendez, that was the first time we saw her.
Mm-hmm.
On
yeah.
film. And I just think it's a great movie.
The guy from Law & Order, I don't know his name, he plays in Law & Order, and he was also in Training Day as one of the guys that were going to put Ethan Hawke in the bathtub and shoot him. He was in that movie as one of those guys, and he did a fantastic job. Every time I see that guy in Law & Order, I think back to him being that gang member. I can't see him as anything other than the gang member in Training Day.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Okay. It's solid. It's a good movie. It is not in Jason Bishop's top 10, so certainly it's not the best movie ever made.
Gotcha.
Okay. So here we go. Now, my favorite movie for a long time, the movie that I thought was the best movie, was Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
That's a great one.
It is. So before I give you what I think is the best movie now, I just wanted to reference that so that our listeners will understand that I'm willing to go all the way back to Butch Cassidy to pull the best movie ever made.
I just went recent last 15, 20 years.
And it's a good movie. It's a good pick. No argument. Can't argue against that. The best movie ever made is The Dark Knight.
Never saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't see it.
The Dark Knight is the best movie ever made.
Who's in it? It's your movie. Talk about it.
Why do I do this show?
It's your movie. You're talking about your movie.
Christian Bale is Batman, and Heath Ledger was the Joker.
I love Heath Ledger. One of my favorite also movies Heath Ledger was in was The Patriot. I watch that every time it comes on TV. Love that movie.
It's solid. It's not as good as The Dark Knight, but it's solid.
And if I'm going back like you did, I've got some classics that from way back. Probably my favorite movie from the 60s, Cool Hand Luke.
Good movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, man, good movie. Can't argue with that.
From the 70s. I got to think about the 70s.
I can't pull a movie from the 70s.
Godfather. My bad. Excuse me. Godfather.
Mm.
You watch The Godfather, you got to watch all three.
Mm-hmm.
You spend a whole day watching The Godfather.
The Godfather is one of the few movie franchises that all of them are just as good as the first one.
They are good.
Doesn't happen very often. That one and maybe The Matrix are the only franchises that exist where all of them are really good.
And then in the 80s, man, I got caught up in the whole Indiana Jones thing. Man, I love the Indiana Jones movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Braves, next segment, we're actually going to talk some Braves baseball because spring training is afoot.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the hardwood, the Brunswick High boys basketball team won another region championship this past week and will head into the state tourney as the number one seed. Also, some awards handed out. Pirates coach Chris Turner is named Region Coach of the Year. BHS standout Marcus Smart wins Region Player of the Year. Brunswick's Tariq Gray, Daquan Humphreys, as well as Glen Academy Cyril Knowles and Santana Young, all named to the All-Region team. The football news from Frederica: Santana Clark commits to Jacksonville University. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I like that comeback. I like that. That's pretty good right there. In the Club, 50 Cent.
For Love of the Game, that's another good movie. That's in my top three. So it's basically The Dark Knight, For Love of the Game.
That's the one with Kevin Costner?
Yes. And Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid. Those are my top three of all time.
That's a great movie. And he plays for Kevin Costner, was playing for one of my favorite teams, the Detroit Tigers. Through that no-hitter at Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Pristine Water, Coconut Kev's, and Brunswick Country Club.
Kevin Costner did some good sports movies.
He did. Are you gonna read the live read?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do the live read. Okay. You got me thinking about Bull Durham, man. Good I might Lord. Go home and YouTube that. Or
Kip just, he does what he wants, man. He doesn't pay attention to the show script. Just Kip Branch doing Kip Branch.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233. They're located at 166 Key Circle Drive.
Whatever he wants to do.
He got me sidetracked. We're talking about Kevin Costner.
I don't want to do the live read. I'm not going to do the live read.
I got it. Bull Durham was a great movie, by the way, too.
It wasn't. Yeah, it's okay. But, yeah,
Tin Cup was a great movie.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm talking about really good movies.
Field of Dreams was good.
Now, that's up there.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
The Braves are hoping to have their own Field of Dreams.
Yeah. It's not going to happen, though.
Let's talk Ronald Acuna for a minute.
He's the best prospect in baseball.
Who's he remind you of?
Andrew Jones.
I was going to say he reminds me of Andrew Jones.
I mean, Andrew Jones was from Curacao, which is off the coast of Venezuela. Acuna's from Venezuela. A lot of comparisons there. I hadn't been this excited. I wrote that story yesterday for Southern Sports Edition about Acuna being the next biggest thing in Atlanta. I hadn't been, I'm putting the article, I have not been this excited about a Braves prospect since Andrew Jones.
I was pretty excited about Rafael Furcal.
Okay.
I mean, I was. Rafael Furcal stole 96 bases in the minors in 1 year. How can you not be excited about that guy coming up?
I talked to Bo Way last night at the baseball game, Brunswick High baseball game. Bo Way is in the minor league system for the Anaheim Angels.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him about Acuna. He said, I played against him when he was with the Mississippi Braves, and he said he is sick, insane, the way he attacks the ball, the way he throws the ball, the way he runs, five-tool player. He said he's going to be, should be a superstar.
So what the Braves have, it looks like they have decided not to add any type of free agent or veteran presence to this team, and so we're going to have a platoon at catcher. Kurt Suzuki and Tyler Flowers are going to platoon at catcher, and then at first you've got Freddie Freeman. Ozzie Albies is finally going to break through and be your starting second baseman. They're hoping Dansby Swanson's going to recover, bounce back at shortstop.
He will. I think he'll have a good season.
Third base. They're hoping that Rio Ruiz fills into the form that made them draft him a few years back, and he was tagged as a can't-miss prospect. And to this point, he's missed. But he's going to platoon with Camargo at third.
Camargo, I think, probably going to win that job.
I do, too. Yeah. I agree. Hopefully, Ronald Acuna will be on the opening day roster in left, Ender Inciarte in center, and Nick Markakis filling out the last year of his contract with the Braves will be in right.
If Acuna's in left field, that's a pretty good outfield, Jason.
Depending on how good Acuna is. You're.
Oh, he's gonna be good.
But
he's gonna be good.
He's not gonna be good from game one. I don't care who you are. There's gonna be some transition.
There's gonna be some transition, but you'll see flashes of the potential in game one and early on. And it would make absolutely no sense for him not to be the opening day starter in left field.
Here's the thing that's exciting if you're a Braves fan. You've got all this young talent with Albies and Swanson and Acuna and Inciarte, all those guys. Next year, Nick Markakis will be off the books. Both Tyler Flowers and Kurt Suzuki will be reevaluated, so they might be off the books as well. And minus those contracts coming off the books, the Braves are already going to have $40 million to spend after this season to be able to bring in some guys, whether it's via trade or in the free agent market, to add a veteran presence to these young teams. It reminds me a lot of what happened with the Atlanta Braves in the late 80s and early 90s when they had all these kids that were good, and then they went and brought in Terry Pendleton and Sid Bream and Charlie Liebrandt.
Fred McGriff.
Who came later, but... Yeah. I meant for that 91 season, they added some key veteran guys, and the team took off.
You look at Baseball America's top 100 prospects for 2018. The Atlanta Braves have 8 players in mm-hmm. their top 100.
I saw that.
Most of them are pitchers. So the arms are there. You got Acuna, who could be... I don't want to compare him to Andrew Jones, but Chipper Jones said that Ronald Acuna is going to be the next Mike Trout. That's what Chipper Jones said. And when Chipper talks, Braves Nation listens, don't they?
All of the time.
Okay, so Chipper's not one of these guys that always comes out here with all this high praise for people. Chipper Jones said Ronald Acuna's got the potential to be the next Mike Trout. Would you take that in Atlanta?
Over the last, for what the Braves fans have gone through for the last several years, yeah.
The ballpark's a warm weather park. The ball's going to fly out of there. I think Acuna could have a great season. They just got to bite the bullet, put the kid in the lineup.
Give me a percentage. Ronald Acuna wins Rookie of the Year. Are you willing to go over, let's do over under, 80%?
I'll go under. I'll say 60, though.
That's fair. Over under 80%, Ronald Acuna winning Rookie of the Year. I'll go push. I'll go right at 80.
He's fantastic.
The
ball
potential,
explodes
the potential,
off his bat.
We don't know if he's fantastic. The potential that he has is fantastic.
He's a five-tool player, and the best thing, he can hit with power, he can field, he can run. I mean, he's got it all the intangibles. He's got it. He's not going to miss. Which means the Braves and all their, infinite wisdom are probably trading for a washed up free agent. But
likely.
I don't think they will. They're gonna build a ball club around this kid. He just turned 20 in December.
The starting rotation: Tehran, Mike Fultonavich, and then we're out. Talk about it next week.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. The best hangout spot on St. Simons, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simons Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era
pools and spas. We'll keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it, New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.